is Alex Elbrum. Cambridge 105
Radio. I'm here at Mill Road Winter Fair, and I'm at Donkey Common, which is kind of the start of the Mill Road Winter Fair, right at the town end where the road is closed. And I'm standing right next to the Donkey Common skate park. And this skate park is currently being used by lots of children running up and down it without a skateboard in sight. But I'm here at the Cam Skate stand. They're set up right next to the skate park. And I'm here with Barney, one of the skaters. Hi, Barney.
Hiya, how's it going?
I'm good. Now, how long have you been skating?
So I've been skating about 13 years now. I'm not from Cambridge myself, but I moved here about 5 years ago and really fell in love with the scene. There's lots of people here and there's plenty of spaces which we're trying to improve, and Donkey Common it is one of them here. So as you said, there's lots of kids running around, and really what we want to do is make it a space where people can sit, watch and enjoy themselves.
Yes, so Camskate, why were they set up and what is their kind of focus at the moment?
Yeah, so Camskate was set up because we have, as I say, Donkey Common is a space that needs to be used more appropriately. Camskate have come together as a group of skaters wanting to be organised and talk to the council and get somewhere for once, because we've tried to do things. We did a DIY, you know, we were just building our own skate parks and, you know, that wasn't allowed. So we've moved on from there and we're trying to do things properly. And so the group there is, yeah, really designed to raise money. We're looking to, you know, get some signatures today for a petition. And ultimately, if we can raise money, raise awareness, we can go to the council and say, look, this space is not what we want. It's not being used by skateboarders. So if you can come along and help us, then we can make this into a space, as I say, where people can get involved, we can have a fantastic facility, and skaters, which are typically maybe a little bit misunderstood, people can see us for what we are, which is just people that are there to have fun, use the space, and please come along and have a watch.
Now, it is winter, so it does make things a little bit trickier in the winter, but I guess if there's spaces that are designed for skating, you can come when the weather's like today, which is just kind of cold but dry.
Yeah, so yeah, having a space which is usable in the winter is really important. So modern facilities nowadays, the concrete itself will dry so much quicker. If we look at Trumpington Skate Park, for example, it's a shame that it's quite far out of the way. As I said, we want to be involved in the community, but yeah, it will dry quickly. We can use it. It's not tarmac. It's concrete, and it's fit for use.
So I believe you held your first indoor skate event the other night.
Yeah, so as I was saying, you know, the weather depending, you know, we can skate in the winter, but, you know, it's British weather at the end of the day, so it's not always reliable. So, yeah, we held an event at Cambridge Junction. They were, you know, great of them to allow us to put that event on. We had a great turnout, 40, 50 people came along, and, yeah, we're looking to do it again. So it's a great place where people can come together in the winter. I met some new people that I hadn't met before. We all come together as a community. It's not just skateboarders as well. We had some rollerbladers, some quad skaters there. Just come along, you know, it's great considering the fact that weather's not always reliable.
So you say there's likely to be more of these events, and it was a fundraiser, wasn't it, as well, like your stall is today?
Yeah, so everything we're doing, all the proceeds, you know, they're going towards Camskate. I think we've raised nearly £10,000 already. You know, some of that is a grant from the Police Crime Commissioner. And yeah, it means that, you know, not only is it just Cambridge skaters getting behind it, but also we're starting to be heard and people are starting to listen. So yeah, there's going to be more events. Keep your eyes peeled. You can look at cam-skate.co.uk, or you can look at Cambridge_skate on Instagram, and yeah, check out some of our stuff. We're always posting about events. You can keep up with you know, there's lots of photography videos that come out in the skate community here, so if you've got any interest, yeah, please do check us out.
That sounds great. And it is all ages, isn't it? I'm guessing you have young ones, but you also go right up to kind of 50s 60s.
Yeah, I mean, there's people, in terms of the people that are skateboarding, you have people from a very young age, 4 or 5, that are starting to pick it up. Their parents have been skateboarders and they want them to join in. We've even got skate classes going on in Cambridge. Shredder Skate School are doing awesome work there. And yeah, the age range goes all the way up to 50, 60. And you know what, we were even talking to someone today. Parents are in the 80s. Their kids been skating since the 80s themselves. And, you know, they came along and they have great things to say. And I think that really, for me, was a nice thing, because typically growing up, it was young people, hoodlum, antisocial behaviour, whatever you want to call it. So actually, for people of all ages to get behind the idea really shows, you know, that the work we're doing is being heard and is getting somewhere.
And it shows that there's a great movement for doing stuff for youth as well, for, you know, antisocial behaviour. And this is one way to get people doing stuff that's really exciting and getting out and improving mental health, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, skateboarding is the best release. I mean, Paul, who's here on the stand with us today, you know, he's saying about how he used to run and it's great for fitness, but skateboarding uses your mind as well. It's very expressive. People can do what they want. There's no right way of doing it. You come along and you take part, and there's also people there that are always going to encourage you. And yeah, it's great. You know, some of the people we're talking to today, they've got very young kids, one or two, and they're saying, you know what, I want a place where my kids can come and skate and enjoy the place. So yeah, people are thinking for the future, and that's exactly what we're trying to do here, is make the place usable. And yeah, having a concrete marble skate park, unlike the Dunkey Common that we've got at the moment, is going to be easier upkeep. It can be around for decades, right? So
Camskate have got some plans, haven't they, and drawings on how you'd like to see the new Dunkey Common.
You know, we've taken some inspiration from other places around the globe. We're going for what we call more of a plaza, so rather than big ramps where people are going to hurt themselves, they're more approachable ledges, small concrete banks. So yeah, it's going to be people can come along and have a watch. People can approach it as a beginner. Dunkey Common, I don't know if people don't know what skateboarding's like, but I've been skating 13 years and I still find it intimidating. So yeah, if it can be somewhere that's more approachable, then yeah, we're certainly going to go for that.
And there's a girls can skate school as well, isn't there?
Yes, so there's a skate school. There's also Girl Skate Cambridgeshire, who are a group of girl skaters that are coming together. And that's one thing that's really changed. You know, if I talk about when I've been skating 13 years, people weren't skating, you know, we weren't seeing girls skating too much now, but now there's a big community, they're all getting out, they're doing events together, and to be honest, it's really great to see. I think it's maybe a bit of an old thing to think that, you know, skateboarding is just for guys. I understand that it's been intimidating in the past, but it's really not that way anymore. So if you ever wanted to pick up a skateboard, then please do come along. We'll always be happy to teach you, give you advice, we're there to encourage. So yeah,
Barney, that sounds great. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Cambridge 105 Radio.